Reset Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Yeah. Kia ora, assalamu alaikum, jumbo, minglava, greetings to you, all our listeners, those of you who have just tuned in, and those of you who are following us on our podcast. You are listening to Reset Radio, a community voice. This broadcast is brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. This show is hosted by me, Galwa Chol, and Juliana, and...
Hello.
And Faisal Fargale.
Hi.
We don't have Mariana today with us because she is away doing some school projects. So, Mariana, you are in our thoughts. And today we have a special guest in the studio here. Very special day for us, and we will let him introduce himself. So he's the first guest we have from New Zealand Electoral Commission. So we are so privileged to have him, and we are so delighted to have him in our studio with us. And our brother here can, so maybe you can start where you're born.
Yeah, sure, I certainly can. Well, salam alaikum.
Yeah.
Hello, falava.
Yeah.
And warm Pacific greetings,
oh,
man.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. My name is Vaia Tony Lafutanoa. I'm the Pacific Advisor for the Electoral Commission. And I was voluntold to come over, and it's a real pleasure to be here this afternoon.
That's so good.
Where I was born, well, it's St. Helens Hospital, which no longer exists. It's not the one in Avondale. It was actually one in town many years ago. And
Some of us were born under trees, and those trees are not there anymore.
It sounds like a movie. I wish that was the case. But
like no, Lion King.
Yeah, but pretty much raised out West Auckland. I love New Zealand, and everything I've been doing in the last, I suppose, my adult working life has been about serving the community.
Yes,
and doing things in the area of business, sport, and now obviously with the Electoral Commission, which is a fantastic job.
Amazing. You are doing a very amazing
very
job. And this is one of the issues, us, those who came through the resettlement process. There are a lot of things we don't understand, even within the policies, even within the rights to have a voice through the ballot.
Yes.
We normally don't understand, and not that it is complicated, but because of the background where we come from, we get used to so many dictators, and we thought everything is the same.
Wow! Yeah. Well, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
You are in God's own, Aotearoa, New Zealand, the land of the long white cloud, and it's
beautiful.
It's a country of opportunity and fair and equitable opportunity. Not perfect like anywhere else in the world, but you know, I think the fact that we're sitting here today and we're able to share opinion and views over the airwaves proves that we were in a wonderful place.
You know, when we come here, we did not have a choice, and we did not choose to come here. They tell us where to go.
Wow.
They say some will go to Germany, some will go to UK, some will go to France, some will go to Australia, some will go to United States, Canada. And then when you hear the name New Zealand is something, some might be like, you know, some like to show off. They say, oh, I know about this. This country is great. It's in Europe. Say no, you are describing a different country.
This has really happened to me. When I ask, that's where I'm going. They're asking if they're going to New Zealand. Where is New Zealand? This is the first question.
Yeah.
Or if you watch Lord of
Europe,
the Rings.
I say, Europe. The officer say, no. Yeah. It's behind Australia.
And then they will tell us, they will give us the map. And then you see this tiny country around here, around Australia. Yeah, this is where you go. Oh, really?
But
and
really
then when you get here, it's like, oh, why I don't go to Canada or Australia? Or the big country there. But when you come here, it's like you are
feel the
blessed. You are the chosen one.
Yeah.
You come to the peace of
brothers.
It's wonderful. And just talking to you earlier, Gat, regarding your place of origin in Sudan. And I always believe that, you know, when you go to a country, there's always a sense of wairoa, a spirit about a place in the world that you do experience when you step foot there. And as I shared with you, I've been around the world many, many times. Africa is not the continent I've ever been on, but I hope I can be there one day.
Yeah. Time will come.
Hope so.
Yeah. So today we can kick off with our community engagement consultation 2020. And we had it this morning, you know, because of COVID, this terrible thing. I don't know how long it will be hanging around.
Mm.
But, you know, it has introduced us to a new culture now. So we can do it virtually. And the community consultation 2020 was completed today. And it's very amazing. You see, very happy to see some of our politicians engaging with the community, although it's not physical engagement, but they have come, you know, strongly with the issues the communities face. Today we had a panelist of five New Zealand politicians, including the minister, Janice Alesa, the minister of Office of Ethnic Communities and Custom. And we had various of MPs. We had Bakshi, and we had Ibrahim from Wellington. Is a former refugee and is running as a Labour MP. You know, this is opening a way for people who thought they do not have voice, because when you have a model, you have to follow them. They're there for you. And we had Goldrace, and we had Tokatapapa, chairperson of the board, Julie Ferry. It was so nice, you know, from different perspective. It's all about how can we make the life of the community much better.
It's very nice.
It was a very nice
meeting.
Yeah.
And we hear from them, and they hear from us. We have questions to them, and they answer it. It's okay. This is the first time we've sit in this panel like this, but I think it's going to be good, and there is a new ones coming for those politicians.
Yeah. Thank you, Faisal. I totally agree. I just want to share a quick story, because I think it relates to those who have chosen Aotearoa New Zealand to be their home.
Mm-hmm.
My father was full Samoan. He passed away about 6 years ago, but my father came here in 63. Mm-hmm. And his guiding purpose and direction from his father was to come here to create opportunity financially and in education for the family, the extended family. So he met a beautiful English woman, and the result was four of us kids growing up. But when I reflect back on that upbringing from my father, you know, being a new immigrant, if you will, and working very, very hard. He had a sole purpose, and that was to create those two opportunities. But when you think about the electoral process and the right to vote, I think for those in your community who have made New Zealand their home, this is part of connecting and completing that circle of connection with the land, with tangata whenua, and the electoral process. So, you know, my first message, I suppose, to your listeners is that if you've made New Zealand your home, you know, you have the rights as much as anyone else. As a citizen of New Zealand, it's fair and equitable. And, you know, and so please exercise that right on the 17th, on the election day, or even earlier, which you can. We can talk about that later. But when I think about my father and talking after he had established, I suppose, you know, some opportunities for us as a young family. When it came to that election time, and when we were kids, and I often saw Dad with great pride voting with a country that he wasn't born in, that, when I think back now, was really a completion of that sense of connection with New Zealand.
Yes.
So it's a wonderful privilege.
When you complete the circle, it's very nice, that one.
This is one of the things, because once we, you know, when you fled the war, you did not have a choice.
No.
You just get through an exit that can take you out. I remember when I came to Ethiopia, it was a long journey. It was when I was only 13 years old. And Ethiopia had a civil war too, so we were like switching. They were fleeing to Sudan. I was fleeing to Ethiopia.
Wow.
Because my life would be better in Ethiopia than in Sudan, and the same thing to them too. Because where you are, it has a lot of ethnic type of kind of violence. And you can be targeted because of who you are and what language you speak and all of that. But if you are another country, that target would reduce a little bit. It does not mean that you don't suffer, but there's suffering, but not to the level of what you left behind.
Yeah.
So it's a journey, and when we come here, we like try to find, you know, our voice and peace. And I know you come with this trauma, a lot of stigma, but, you know, try to find a way to survive. And there are so many generous Kiwis out there, but because of the journey we come from, we are like, we had this fear following us, you know. Everybody, you know, there's a lack of trust, like you don't trust anyone because of the background you come from. You see everybody's like enemy to you. But when Kiwis open up to you, it's like, oh, you find your place.
This is very nice. You know, the first 2014, I arrived in New Zealand, and I faced, I think there is election 2014. And I suddenly in the home, I found it, in the mailbox, I found letters from the election. And they say to me, you can go and elect. And I take the letters to my wife, and I said, well, we can elect here. Oh, she's very happy. Oh, we elect. We're going to do election. Because in our country, we cannot do election for 30 years. We don't know how to elect and how we go in. That's really the feeling when I feel when the first letter I receive, I'm very happy about. This is me. We can do. We can ask. They can hear our voice. Then that's very nice. Very nice feeling.
It's very good. So let's go for a break here, and we will come back. We will try to get Aban. Aban was is the one who launched the community engagement framework today, and he spoke very well. Good presentation there. We will try to get him, and if he can share his experience about the community consultation today, that would be great. So let's have a little break here for music. Let's go to Kenya. For some music.
Nego kena, nakoga sa ida re re ambure ma edema. waliamdo yiroguru yurube labu bagambi
agar wanda ngake yebing agar marol
undi ni ba jira mele karumbe wanda ngabe nukui undi lukwe waliamdo yiroguru yurube labu bagambi wol wanda e agar yenya kuldam kulwe lubagalo ilambi Tiggy jadi, a tiger ban a good man who can do, Kuman Yana, Gariake, Bira, Ganya, Unchala, Gari, Rapi, Dui, Ogai Charubai, Nali Rumbe, Kabai, you know, but she come in, Ogai, and all that could really buy a book, Yan, Loyria, Kayo, Luipia, Kayo, Nayaki, Kayo, Bugi, Rumbanda, Yarnum, you know, Baban. Bira gang nyal unjala gari rapping dui makuya buja toy toy danagar toy nangi mal baya jeng doy nyagare koymu nangrei gupi ukulai kudin par nyal naranchi muj eyina beja dar toy dan yegu jeng rial po agara che dong chen wakri wakot kangwel ogay yoy timej Tidong nyung kumogaro ranwer guriyeg ran kiyechwe agara nyirer kiyeran ban ban wajina terke go ureg ban gumalwal bora nyar mading goru gubada kwabiay kuyerul tumbia wamid jang tok kumoy togu ban wanchol jeng dui rumbega ye chori ya jeban mu bay bay Rumbega ye chori ya jeban mu bay banda Rumbega ye chori ya jeban mu bay bay Rumbega ye chori ya jeban mu bay toinda Rumbega ye chori ya jeban mu bay bay Rumbega ye chori ya po agar wanda nga ke ye ping agar marol undi ni bay jira me karume banda nga benugu undi le kwe waliam to yiro guru yurube labu bagambi
agar wanda nga ke ye ping agar marol
undi ni bay jira me karume banda nga benugu undi le kwe waliam to yiro guru yurube labu bagambi wol
Tiggy jadi, a tiger ban a good man who can do, Kuman Yana, Gariake, Bira, Gamia, Unchola, Gari, Rapi, Dui, Ogai Charubai, Nali Rumbe, Kaba, you know, but ye come in, Ogai, and all that could really buy a book, Yan, Loyria, Kayo, Luipia, Kayo, Nayaki, Kayo, Bugi, Rumbanda, Yarnum, you know, but. Bira gang nyal unjola gari rapping dui makuya buja toy toy danagar toy nangi mal baya jeng doy nyagare koymu nangrei gupi ukulai kudin par nyal naranchi muj eyina beja dar toy nan yegu jeng rial po agar ache dong chen wati wakot kangwel ogay yoy timij Tidong nyung kumogaro ranwer guriyeg ran kiyechwe agara nyirer kiyeran ban ban wajina terke go ureg ban gumalwal bora nyar mading boru gubadam kwabiay kuyerul tumbia wamid jang tok kumoy togu ban wanchol jeng dui
Yeah, welcome back. That's music from South Sudan, one of the tribes there. That's how we identify ourselves by tribes. That's one of the issues why the conflicts don't come to an end.
Yeah,
not because they identify you by what community you come from, which should not be the case. Yeah, so It seems we are Hannibal to Richard Ban. Yeah, thank you for those who tune in. This is Rosello Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM. And we are in the studio here with our special guest, Tony, from New Zealand Electoral Commission. And we will be talking about electoral process. Any random question, you know, you can follow us there on our podcast and ask any question. If you have anything you want us to talk about, you are highly welcome. You want to be part of the discussion, highly welcome. So, Brother Tony, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So, on the 17th of October, that's the election. Is it that the election day, or that's the day the results will be announced?
Yeah, so the 17th is the election day. Hmm. In 13 days' time, early voting will happen. So that will be the start of the actual voting process.
Okay.
We actually have a deadline counter on our website, so for those who like to have a deadline in front of them.
13 days, 13 hours, 41 minutes.
Yeah. Wow.
Can you say it again?
Yeah. So in 13 days' time, early voting will start. In terms of early voting booths, that will allow those who want to vote early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, for obvious reasons, and particularly with the COVID environment, and appreciate that our, you know, general population, our voting population, have concerns about public gatherings, etc.
Yeah,
just want to assure your listeners that the Electoral Commission, we have always prepared to ensure that we can facilitate a general election 2020 in a level 2 environment.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, subject to the Director of Health making any further decisions around the levels, we will work around it, obviously.
Okay.
And
okay.
All of us are reliant on the Prime Minister letting us know. But, you know, life has to go on, and we all appreciate that, you know, the election is it has to happen at some point, and it's very, very important. So just coming back to the you know, the importance and assurity to your listeners about social distancing. And there's many things we've put in place at the polling stations on the day. But for those of our population who are, they're a bit worried about just social gatherings in general, or they may have predisposed health conditions, I would encourage them to look to go to vote early.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which our early voting sites will be up on our website, vote.nz.
Okay.
If they go to vote.nz, they can actually follow the prompts, and it'll give them the area that they live in or where they they want to vote at, and give them the actual address. So,
okay.
Yeah.
When are these early votings open?
So advanced voting starts on the 3rd of October. That's right.
Oh, good.
The 3rd of October.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Before the election day.
Before the election day. And that would be really good
days.
Because it will save your time. You know, you will not, I think the early voting does not have a lot of queues. So it saves time.
And one day, is it, or 2 days, or how much days is it going to be?
Oh, every day consecutively.
Mm-hmm,
up to the 17th.
Oh, that's good.
Yep, yeah, that's right. So, you know, it's really pleased to say that the uptake on registrations to vote has increased.
Okay.
It's been unprecedented, and you know, it's wonderful because it shows that there is a heightened awareness in our community around you know, that there is an election. That it looks right across the board that many in our population now are becoming more conversant and knowledgeable around candidates and parties. And and then we have the two referendums. So, that's been added too. And many elections, there won't be a referendum in there, but there is two referendum in this election.
And will the two referendums, the result of two referendums will be announced the same time with the general elections?
Well, that's a great question, Gat. Mm. And I'm assuming so.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm led to believe. But look, let me. I need to find out. I believe that that is the case. It's those two questions, if you will, to the New Zealand public around euthanasia and the cannabis reform bill. They're clearly issues that you know, everyone in New Zealand has an interest in.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You have the right to answer yes or no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you don't have to vote. Don't have to tick either of those questions. Yeah. That's right. But you know, the outcome of that in terms of will it be added to, as you've just rightly pointed out, Kat, can I just answer that by saying my assumption is yes, that will be announced. But there's a process that moves beyond the results of that, and that is more to do with the formation of the new government after the election, whatever that looks like, and the coalition, whatever that looks like again. So it's we'll all wait to see what happens.
One of the things, you know, when there was a Brexit in United Kingdom, it was a process, because there were steps being followed, and there was a lot of talk about that. And you know, the young people and most of the people lay back during the election, during the voting time. And when the result came, it was something they didn't like.
Well, the ones that lost, they didn't like. Yeah.
So they say, why we shouldn't have this? Well, you didn't vote.
You didn't vote.
You didn't like it, and you didn't vote. That's your voice. You know, your power is in the ballot.
Yeah. Okay.
So if because there will be two referendums.
Questions. Yeah.
One of them, euthanasia.
What euthanasia? This, because I mean, our people listening to this one, most of them, they don't understand.
Okay, in a layman language, it means if you are seriously sick, and it's a terminal illness, and you are in pain, and definitely you will die. So yeah, the family might decide.
The family, or even
the person. If you have sense of. Like if you communicate, and you know what you are talking about, you can decide. I don't want to go through this. You know, just let me go. Okay, or your family can decide.
Can we make on your a statement behalf. On this one?
Okay, that's what it is. That's my understanding there. So if you don't like it, go to the vote.
But I talk about this with my communities because we have a. Every day we sit in the coffee, the coffee club, and we talk together. This one is very hard for us.
Yeah.
This is because most of the people listening for us is from our community. This is very hard. For the referendum of the cannabis, it's okay. People can choose. But this is so sensitive. And I hear about it in the TV, a lot of people coming from other heritage and other communities. I don't know what to say about it. Let's go forward.
The thing is, some of the voices I got from the community is that there's no awareness in the community what that means.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking this question now. Here.
Some are confused. They do not know what that means.
What that means?
I think there's a need for more awareness and education in the communities.
Yes.
Because some of them, they will be voting for something they don't even know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But whether you are pro euthanasia, or you don't like it, it's good to come out and try to understand. You know, try to understand. It's not that easy. You know, when you talk about life,
that's a problem.
That easy. Yeah,
but I think this life.
But it's not good that you keep quiet about it. You know, ask questions. Talk to your neighbors. You know. Go to your
euthanasia.
Yeah, go to your local MP. Try to understand more about that.
Yeah,
you know, because it's something that you may not like later, but you are not part of it.
I think ARCC, we have in 24 communities under us. I say that around 20 don't understand this one. I will talk to Aban and Gulwak and the team to make announcements about those things before, and we publish it in our website and in Facebook before people go to election. If it's possible, Gulwak, we can do this session for the community and talk about it.
So
difficult for us.
Yeah. So now, and what is the election age? Who can vote?
Yeah.
So the election age is 18 and over.
Okay. So if you are 18, if you are 18, 17 point something, so...
Well, interestingly enough, when we had the first date of the general election for this year, it was the 20th of September, and then, of course, COVID levels moved, and we had to, and the Prime Minister deferred.
Yeah.
We added another 5,000 voters, well, eligible voters, because those that were 17 in that period turned 18. So one of the things that people may not be aware is that you can, at 17, you can still register to vote.
Mm. Okay.
And I think it's wonderful that, our youth, you know, when they're coming of age and they're about to, that time, they're looking at going into higher education, tertiary vocation, trades, etc. They're now starting to think about where is my place in the community and how should I have a voice. And with all these issues out there at the moment, it's great that they're having discussion. I mean, I was at Mount Albert Grammar yesterday and just talking with 500 Year 13 students, our Electoral Commission youth advocate team, an amazing team doing a great job, just sharing the message to our youth.
Yeah.
They, you know, it just highlighted, when I asked a show of hands how many had already registered, well, you know, with 500 in the audience, there would have been already about over a third who had put their hand up. So it shows the level of connection.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, with those that are, you know, 17, 18, and they do want to have a say in their future. And if you listen to what's happening out there at the moment in the news and all other platforms, there's some serious concerns out there, and they want to have a voice, and rightly so. So it's great, from the Electoral Commission perspective, that there is a heightened awareness, that there's engagement, and that bodes really, really well to preserve the mana and integrity of our democratic process in New Zealand.
That's good.
That's very good.
For some people, they might not know where to go to enroll, or maybe they don't know about their electorates.
Like, good question.
Can I get my form, my voting form through the mail, or is it how do I enroll?
Yeah, look. So there's a number of and again, this is all framed around mitigating the confusion.
Yeah,
and the barriers that have presented largely because of COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, deep concerns about, you know, wanting to go to the booth on the day. Many, many of the eligible voters now are exploring and wanting to know, how do I vote without being there in person?
Yeah. Yeah.
My message to them is to go to vote.nz. Go to vote.nz, and if you click on the link that talks that headlines voting, Then underneath there it says ways you can vote.
Okay.
And so if they follow the prompts in there, then they can see exactly some of the options that they've got.
That's so good. That's so good, because some of our community do not even know where they can get enrolled. That's very good. So let's say. Let's say if I'm a New Zealander, I have my cousin is in Uganda.
Yeah.
He went to Uganda in December, and now the COVID comes and he got stuck there. He cannot come back because Uganda is still in lockdown. No planes coming in or going out. So he's still there. He is still waiting. We don't know when the government of Uganda will open the borders.
Okay.
So yep. how can he vote? And is a committed citizen, yeah. a good citizen? And if somebody's overseas, how can somebody yeah. vote?
Yeah. And there are thousands that are in that position. So mm. to answer that question, so the overseas voting starts on 30th of September.
30th of September.
Yep. So those who are New Zealand citizens over 18 and eligible to vote, mm. The overseas voting period starts from the 30th of September. Now, the overseas voters can download the voting papers from vote.nz.
Okay.
So appreciate that, you know, they're not in New Zealand. The assumption is that they've got access to the internet, yeah. which clearly is a, you know, that it's really important they can get online. But they can also vote in person at overseas designated posts. And those posts, in terms of where, for example, if you're in Johannesburg or mm. you know, South Africa, or it's got a search similar to a Google map.
Yeah.
Type it in, and it'll give you the drop-down area of the location.
Okay.
And wherever it is in the world, they will defer it. Defers you to the location where you can submit.
Okay.
Your application papers that you. Your voting papers that you yeah. downloaded mm. from the website.
From the website.
Yeah. So again, it's a wonderful reach that the Electoral Commission has invested heavy in to ensure that you know, in New Zealand, Aotearoa, and outside of New Zealand, we've made sure that the footprint, the accessibility yeah. to register to vote, mm-hmm. It's unprecedented. So it's brilliant.
Yeah. And everyone can have an embassy in his country, and he can go to the embassy, New Zealand embassy, and vote there?
Yes, mm. yes. Now, obviously not every country has a relationship with New Zealand, therefore doesn't have an embassy. Mm. But, so to mitigate that, I would just say go to our website, type in the country in which you are in, and you'll then see where is the nearest location. And hopefully it's not too far for them. Mm. But barring that, if it is too far in person, they can, once they've downloaded the voting paper and they've filled it all out, they can send it by post.
Oh, okay. That's the easiest way.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a obviously there's a delay through the postal service, but, you know, the great thing about New Zealand, again, in terms of this, the electoral process is, you know, every vote counts.
Mm.
So, you know, we'll make sure that those votes come in a timely manner, and then they will be counted on the roll.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, from the background where we come from, English is not spoken, and it's not even a third or fourth language. It's way, way, way behind that. So we have communities that have no ability to read or write in English. So if I have my grandmom or my grandpa in the house with me, and he or she cannot read or write, can I assist them to with this process, where to tick? And
that's a very good question, Gat, because I'm very pleased to say that the Electoral Commission is focused on having 26 languages available.
Okay.
In terms of information written in those languages.
Okay.
I can't tell you offhand whether it's in Sudanese.
Maybe the bigger languages.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the wonderful thing here is that, you know, you've raised it.
Yeah.
and the, you know, the thing that is so special about New Zealand is that, you know, we recognise first and foremost that that one of our guiding principles is about acknowledging diversity and unity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So for the Sudanese community and those that you would deem minority, well, you know, I think that's that for us is a good headache to say, right, let's make sure that we put some people in there that can help support. So, I'll just encourage, in terms of that scenario that you've raised, come back to our website.
Yeah.
And those 26 languages will be brought up shortly on the website.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And hopefully
What about those who, let's say for those who have disability, you know, they cannot move to the voting booths and, you know, they are not independent. What can happen to them?
Yeah, so again, the coming back to our website is where they can follow the prompts to still register their vote. So for the, for example, for the blind and the partially blind.
And the deaf.
Yes, there's a process there. With the deaf, there's a link there that actually shows a communicator that is communicating in sign language to give them the information about how the electoral process and how to vote. So, again, that's on our website.
Wow, that's amazing. Good. That's amazing. So let's take a break here and we will come back. So this is very interactive. And like I said before, this is our first time to have a member of the Electoral Commission to come to our studio. So this is so amazing to our listeners because there's a lot of talk there in the community. Some of them, they...
don't understand.
Yeah. So let's have a break and a little music here and we'll come back. Stay tuned, don't go away.
Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
She's on fire. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Reset Radio, a community voice brought to you live by ICC on Planet FM 104.6. And we have been talking about the electoral process with Brother Tony from New Zealand Electoral Commission. And we have been discussing a lot of issues, policies and processes about the election. If you want to go for early or advanced voting, it's on the 3rd October, before the 17th, right? Before the election.
And you can vote from overseas from the 30th of September.
Yeah, from the 30th of September. Yep. If you have any relative who is not coming back, so please let them know that they are free to vote wherever they are. They can download the voting papers from the website, and there's a vote.nz, vote.nz, so there are so many ways. It will tell you so many ways how you can vote.
Yeah.
And it's like everything is laid out there, and you can go to the Electoral Commission website. There are so many languages there on the website. Maybe your language is there. And if your language is there, and maybe you can contact us, or you can contact Electoral Commission. Maybe there's a way out. You know, the only right to voice your concerns is through the ballot box. So, Brother Tony, you know, when we come from those dictatorship countries. They say it's an election year, it's election time. They will campaign. And when comes the election time, they will display the boxes.
Yes.
And then the current president box is different from the rest of the boxes. Maybe it's well-colored, you know, it's nice. And then the rest will be put there behind it.
All right.
And in front here, there are military tanks.
Yeah.
Military tanks and heavy security there, ready to shoot. So when you come with your vote, without explaining to you, you know what to do.
Yeah.
It's always the president box that should get something. If you go to the other one, so you will disappear tomorrow.
Yeah.
So our community has come to this country with that mindset. Even if I don't vote, you know, the policies will still go on anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really, that's the difference between here and there. The president will stay.
Yeah, the president will stay and the policies will still go on. You know. So now, can you give those who have that feeling, the assurance that your vote is safe, is secure, and it will go to where you want it to be?
Okay. Yeah, no, well, look, what you've just shared, I suppose, answers a question to many. Why should I vote?
Yeah.
Because if you've come from a place of subjugation, in a dictatorship in this case, you know, what it really, I suppose, strikes at the heart of many is a sense of a lack of freedom. And, you know, I often think about the privilege of being able to vote, and those who, for whatever reason, take advantage, you know, that, that's just, you know, maybe it's something I might do or might not do. But the story you've just shared, which I know is accurate because we hear it all the time in many other dictatorships, is the exact reason why, you know, everyone that is either born here and or makes New Zealand their home should recognise that this incredible privilege of opportunity they have to shape the future by voting for the party, whichever party, even if that party doesn't get in.
Yeah.
The fact that they've voted and they know that that vote most definitely has been legitimately registered and logged and attached to a particular candidate or a party, that in itself shows that we are in a place of freedom.
Yeah.
So I think those are the things that that, you know, that your listeners and community should hold on to and be inspired by. You know, it's when I listen to, you know, what you've just shared, I think to myself, Wow, you know, it's all the more reason why we've got to get this message out. Just to assure those who need to understand how, I suppose, behind the scenes it works, there's a process that starts with what's called writ day,
mm-hmm.
W-R-I-T. Writ day is when Parliament is officially dissolved.
Okay.
No one is in Parliament. No one is sitting.
Well, they are back to the community.
They are back in the community. They're campaigning.
Yeah.
So there's a period of what I would call neutrality, where, of course, we still have a prime minister, a sitting prime minister. But in relation to the matters of the day that normally are debated in the parliamentary chamber there, after writ day, which is already gone, now the for all intents and purposes the political process is run by the Electoral Commission. And for that reason, that should give our public a surety that, you know, it mitigates any of this, worst-case scenario of thinking that someone can take an election by force or anything like that, because the Electoral Commission sits in a apolitical, neutral space. It's the Attorney General is the person that sits in that place that drives the Electoral Commission process as the head there. And so, you know, that keeps the whole process safe for us.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's so good to know.
Now, that's mean the parliament is empty now. Nobody in the parliament.
There's no more arguing. they're out there doing what they do in terms of campaigning. Correct. Yeah. Well,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's very simple. But there, the president is there, and the mistress is there, and you voting or not voting, they are there.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
Yeah, it's always there. So, yeah, with that, I think we have come to the end of our program.
That's good.
It's 1 hour show. Sometimes it's short, sometimes, you know, it's long, based on who is here.
Yeah.
It's like, I hope we have more time. It's so good. Very crucial information you have just shared, Brother.
You're welcome.
Tony.
Pleasure to be here.
And I hope before the election you can come back again. We have a nice conversation around that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. See you next time. See you on Saturday next week, same time, same place. Have a good week. Thank you.